She's reckless, daring, bold, brassy, fearless, and you know she's audacious. Here she is in all her sordid glory, The Ann Walker Show.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Welcome to Wednesday.
Today on in The Advocate, there's an op-ed piece with the byline of Dina Martinez. Dina Martinez, yeah.
That's exciting.
And she's talking about, she says, I'm a bathroom renegade. I'm Dina Martinez, and I am here to clear up a few things for those of you who are interested in what's happening in my pants.
Dina, I love you.
You see, I keep hearing about people like Arizona legislators who are opposed to transgender people using the restroom. Until recently remedied, grade schooler Coy Mathis, who was identified as a girl, although she was born male for years, was told that she couldn't use the restroom of her choice. She's six. I'm not going to read all of it because it is a funny and very, very good account of, I'll read the last one. I highly doubt that you would report someone of color for using the restroom. So unless someone who is being sexually inappropriate, which we learned is called a sexual predator and not a transgender, is in your restroom terrorizing you and your children, hold your discomfort at bay, and like an adult, do your business and leave, plain and simple.
Right. Don't hang out in the bathroom.
Exactly. But if you are a transgender person, whichever way you're gone, go to the fucking bathroom.
Yeah.
And use the bathroom of what you identify yourself as.
It's interesting. Like, as adults, it's ridiculous. I do understand the complicated nature of dealing with that in schools, because schools, everything is complicated in schools.
It's true.
I mean, that's a challenge.
But what do you do with a
yeah. six-year-old? I mean, we had those troughs. I don't know if they still have
those,
but
I know.
As little boy kids. So, I mean, I get why schools will have a more difficult time dealing with very specific individual circumstances, and I guess this, they have to be sensitive. But
did they have no stalls at all? When you were in school?
They did, but like...
For pooping.
Yeah.
You gotta go poop.
Yeah. But I mean, I get where hopefully schools err on the side of sensitivity, but that's much more challenging than dealing with like grown-ups arguing about like there's a boy in the girl's bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want all my listeners to go online, go to The Advocate, and look up the op-eds and read the whole thing that Dina wrote. It's wonderful.
And
it's funny.
She's hysterical.
She is.
And articulate.
Very funny.
And amazing.
Yay.
Hi, caller.
Hey, girl, hey.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dina Martinez.
Dina! Yes!
Woo! We got super excited. And John,
all right, there went the sound.
Sorry. Did we really fuck it up?
Did you hear us talk about you?
We talked about you, baby.
I'm so sorry I missed it.
That's okay. You're here now. I was reading part of your... I told everybody where to go to see your op-ed piece in The Advocate. Came out today. And that was the first thing in the morning that I was reading. I was just loving it. And I didn't read the whole thing, so they're going to have to go there. And it's a funny, but yet very educational piece.
Indeed.
It says, I'm a bathroom renegade.
Correct.
Y'all know Dina, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's Craig Taggart and Chris Pledlow and Emerson Collins and John.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. Huh?
I said hi, y'all.
So what can we do for you, Miss Martinez?
You know, I just wanted to call in and say thank you for talking about it and how much I've gotten some amazing responses. And then I had one trans person who was like, we need to talk about this whole thing with guys acting like they're trans to go to the restroom. I was like, that is not a thing. That is not a thing.
That's ridiculous. Dudes are not putting on dresses just so they can go in the women's bathroom.
Is that true?
They're not transgender. They are sexual predators.
Right.
Did I not educate in my piece? I mean...
Well, I didn't realize people were dressing. Guys are dressing up.
I also feel like that's like an urban. That's one of those like urban legend things. It's what scary Republicans use to argue about.
So
this.
They're not really doing that, or they are?
I mean, I don't know. There's only one person. Like, I did a lot of research after the whole Arizona thing, and the only person that I saw that I could verify was transgender and a sexual predator was one person in Dallas, and they got in trouble, and they're in jail where they should be because they're sexual predators. I mean, like, you're not going to make gay guys stop using men's restrooms. You're not going to make lesbians stop using women's restrooms. Just grow the fuck up and use the restroom and leave.
Yeah.
Go ahead and preach. Absolutely.
Right, yeah. Girl. Yeah. Go ahead, dear.
And as far as women's restrooms go, there are always, I've never seen a women's restroom without a private stall unless it was an individual restroom or right. Sometimes those crazy little bars don't have them. But I mean, like anywhere most people go, there's going to be private stalls. Just go into your business and act like an adult. I really get so frustrated by these stories because people are freaking scared. Yeah. I don't care about your punani.
Right. And why are you hanging out in the bathroom long enough to realize, like, to care?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fix your lipstick and go on about your day.
I think the only people really concerned about that are the senators who are in there tapping their foot on the floor anyway.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
Like, if you're camped out in there that long, you're up to something else anyway.
Exactly. And, yeah, and most of us, like, I know when I first started using the women's restroom, I was scared as shit, you know? I was more concerned about making a scene versus just trying to go to the restroom. You know, it was scary.
Right. It's not like you sashayed in slowly and did a twirl a couple of times to say hi to everybody. I would imagine that for a trans person that it's like the first couple of times it was a mad dash for the stall, terrified on your own side, right?
Exactly.
You know, what's interesting is I was just out of the country and everywhere in Europe that I went, I made this comment to Cliff. Every single bathroom, especially in Paris, they're all downstairs and they're all communal. There's one sink and all the like doors are all around you. So men and women have to be integrated down there. Where I said in America, that would never go.
No.
I mean, Allie McBeal did it like a decade ago. Let's all calm down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And more and more cities are coming to the conclusion that either a communal restroom or a third restroom is in order. I mean, the third restroom, like the non-gender restroom, is great for people that are more gender queer or, you know, don't really identify as a specific gender. But for me, I would look really weird going into a men's restroom.
Yes, you would.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it would be a good time. But that doesn't mean it's going to be comfortable for everyone, you know?
That's true. We got a real pretty picture of you up on the sink, on the screen.
Aww.
On the sink.
Yeah, right here on the sink. We got a lovely picture.
Since we're talking about bathrooms.
Yeah. Now look, my boys don't get peed on. We'll have to explain that later.
One day.
Yeah.
Yes, you will have to explain that.
It is a good one.
Yeah, just a little something from the road.
That was Palm Springs as well. Who is on Grindr?
Is that Grindr sound?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
What is going on
my show?
It's not
me. I'm totally paying attention. My phone is
you?
Off.
I think it's funny that you were shocked by that, Anne.
I don't do Grindr.
Oh, you should. You would have so much fun.
Oh, you would.
You
oh,
should
yeah.
just put up a picture of Lavonda on Grindr, and when you get bored,
chicken bone.
Turn
with
on
the
your
chicken
phone.
Bone.
You would.
There might be someone already with your photo on there. You never know.
That's true.
I've seen, yeah, oh. stuff.
I've seen things.
Catfish.
That's basically
am I really on there?
Right?
No, not that. Oh. Just things.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Well, I'd hope not. It's for men mostly. I would
well,
think.
Yeah. Well, my gay men like to jack off to me.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Edit that out.
Oh, God.
We have another call. Do you want to take it?
Yeah.
I do not.
Dino, you want to hold on? We've got another call coming in.
Oh.
Absolutely. Yeah,
thanks for all being right. there.
Thanks, Patrick.
Bye.
Bye,
Emerson.
Miss Thing, are you there?
I'm assuming I'm Miss Thing.
Yes, you are.
Well, I mean,
I thought she was talking to me.
I didn't know if you were talking to Emerson or not.
In this company, even I would lose that to Craig.
There's only one straight man in this room, and it's my intern, Phil Tagan. And me, of course.
And speaking
I'm
of
the
thing,
only other straight
how's the
man.
Remodel coming, Dina?
Girl, there is no remodel in sight right now.
Well, I'll tell you, Adele wanted to start an Indiegogo for you.
Well, I wish we would.
This thing, we're passing the plate around for a big love offering.
Yeah. Well, we need to get her in the hospital.
How
we need
big?
To get her under the gun, under like, the knife. Did you
like,
read?
Is that how they're doing it now?
Yeah.
Did you read about that guy that that he woke up and his penis was gone. I haven't really gotten that whole story yet. I was thinking, though.
How much is the operation, by the way?
I'm going to need you to know more about that story, Ann Walker.
How much is that operation?
I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Well, I realize that would be like a pie in the sky for you, Dina, but I want to know about this man who just woke up and it was gone.
That's not the Bobbitt story
that
we're
talking
about.
That sounds unexpected.
No. I think, I don't know the whole story, and now I wish I'm sorry that I brought it up. Because I don't know the whole story, and it's almost time for us to go.
Can we just make it up and be like, he went in for like gallbladder surgery and like got into the wrong operating room and woke up with Dina's heaven?
I'm going to try to find that out later. So, Dina, darling.
Yes, dear.
What's next on your agenda?
Well, I've got a lot of things in the works, and hopefully, God willing, and the creek don't rise, we will be filming the Dina Martinez show in October-ish. So
that's amazing.
I know. Nice. Keep your ears.
Are you going to put it on like YouTube or Ustream or what kind of platform?
Kind of, we're holding our options open, but that's kind of there. So we're. Uh-huh. We're really excited. We're in development. You can go to the Dina Martinez show and kind of get a flavor of what's going on and what we're looking at.
Well,
creating.
Good.
That's so awesome.
What's it going to be? Like, what's the format?
Very geeky, nerdy, newsy.
Oh, good. A lot like this show.
Hey. So informative.
Yeah. Yes.
Except with like a...
Like real people with real knowledge.
Hey, now.
Well, except for you.
I'm just kidding. I got an opinion about anything. Doesn't make it valid.
That's the way I feel. Okay, honey. Well, thank you.
I love you.
2 weeks in a row. I'm so excited to hear from you. And congratulations on being in The Advocate today. I think that's a big deal.
And how much is that operation again, Dina? Our listeners are asking the question.
Things that I'm looking for around... I'm wondering... everything I want is around... 18-20,000, but bare bones, I could probably get it for 12.
No, let's do the Cadillac version and go for 20.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Yes.
Down to 20, you know.
No, we'll do it.
That seems like a doable sum of money.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, we'll be working on that.
I love that.
Well, you know, we could, couldn't we? You know? Well, you know what? If I win, obviously, if I win the lottery, you know you're going to get 20 grand.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sending you good energy for winning lottery. Mm.
Thank you. I'm going to buy some. I think I'm going to buy. Don't we have a big one right now? I usually try to buy it when it's like over 200 million.
There's a huge one. I was just on the phone with my mother, and she said, I'm going to win before I come out there in August. I said, you ain't going to win. I go. I've never played. I'm never going to win. She goes, why are you bringing my hopes down? I'm like, you'll win.
I love you, kid.
I love you, too.
Take care of yourself.
You too. I'll talk to you later.
All right,
bye,
love.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, honey.
Isn't she the best?
Mm-hmm. And Dell's serious. He says, let's do an Indiegogo, and he's going to donate money and merch.
Oh.
Hmm. Well, isn't that sweet?
Fantastic.
Jackie Beat raised 50 grand or something for her hip replacement surgeries online. It is doable. Yeah.
It's amazing.
And we could do some merch on it.
Yeah.
From Sorted Lives and all that. Oh, my God. Oh, that would be so wonderful for her.
They could sell my robe. Dell couldn't even sell my robe for $2 online.
Well, everybody has their price.
Yeah.
I got a whole bunch of my Max costumes back for the same reason. Someone who was selling it was like, nobody wanted this. Do you want it? And I was like, well, I really don't either.